Welcome to another episode of Eagles Eye Report for Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. Today is episode 24, and the title of today's show is A Shot of Reality. Again, A Shot of Reality. This show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced, which makes him probably the most important person on this show, by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these concepts. Not a joke, an absolute fact. Look around you. Listen to the shows you're listening to on a regular basis. Listen to the Eagles Eye Report, and all of that last comment makes sense. And no, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in a whole lot of aspects. That's the reason for the Eagles Eye Report in the first place. Believe me, if I didn't have to do this show, if I could do a show where I was comedic, if I could do a show where I could tell stories, if I could do a show where I could make you laugh or make you go, really, oh my God, isn't that great? I would do that. But what's more important right now, making you laugh or giving you reality? When we're facing what we're facing today, reality has to be served up by somebody. I'm not telling you there's not room for laughter, let someone else do it. I'm not telling you there's not room for entertainment, let someone else do it. What I'm telling you is there has to be somebody in your life who's willing to give it to you straight. And again, this is what you're going to get. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our special thanks to Annie. Annie has been a friend of mine for a very long time, and I really, really do appreciate her. And it also airs live on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. I talk about this every week. I'm going to mention it again this week, although I probably won't. Of course, start doing a show, Roger starts to cough. It's psychosomatic. I mention this each week. I won't beat it up this week, but you really need to understand the concept here. If you are somebody who gives a donation to Shake and Wake or any one of these three networks on a semi-regular basis, meaning you throw in $25 every 2 or 3 months or $50 two or three times a year, that is fine. And it is appreciated beyond belief. What it doesn't do is it doesn't give these stations, it doesn't give these platforms the ability to plan on your input so that they can increase services, give you better services, expand services, whatever. How do you do that? I'm not talking about you giving more, although if you can, please do. What I'm talking about you doing is checking the little box the next time you donate that says make this a monthly donation. Now, if you're used to throwing in, you know, $30 every 3 or 4 months, that's about $120 a year. So instead of doing $30 or $40 every 3 or 4 months, when you go in, say $10 and check the box that says make this a monthly donation. Why is Roger saying this? Because what that does for these networks, what that does for these platforms, is it gives them the ability to plan a budget. They know what they have coming in. It allows them to count on that in the fashion of increasing your services, giving you better services, knowing what they can afford and what they can't afford. It takes the big question mark out of that every month when bills come due. So if you are somebody who wishes to donate, and I strongly recommend it for all three of these platforms, do them a favor. Divide what you intend on giving up over the year into 12 payments. Put that payment down, whether it's $5, $10, $15, and check the box that says make this a monthly recurring donation. You're really helping them out a lot by doing that. Again, it gives them something they can plan on, something they can count on. Okay, have I got that wrong, Stephen? Isn't that worth mentioning each week?
Sure it is. Absolutely. I wanted to say, everybody, I've been mentioning all week long on, not so much last week's show, but Lucas' show and my show, that I've got an abscess on the bottom of my foot. And I didn't have it covered last Wednesday. Well, I mean, I did have it covered, but it got water in there anyways and ended up getting dermatitis.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Not good. Okay. You need to take care of yourself, buddy. Yeah. What am I going to do if something happens to you, huh? You think I can do this all by myself? I don't think so. All right. Thank you, Stephen. And Stephen will be here for his input across the entire show, as usual. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, and that being, of course, a sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. A lot of the things we're going to discuss today, if you want to go to Facebook and discuss this, they're going to shut you up. If you want to make a video on what you heard today, YouTube's not going to let you play it. If you want to make comments about this on Twitter, they're going to shadow ban you. So if you need a place where you can go and talk to people, other people, okay, who need to know, people who wish to learn or wish to teach, go to TLBTalk.com. This is a platform the Liberty Beacon Project launched specifically for this reason. Okay, also, information put out on this show will be included in an article, as it is every week on Thursday on the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our flagship website, tomorrow, Thursday at noon Central, the latest. And it will include all pertinent links to everything Roger says. Roger never worries about people stepping up to say, you're wrong. Roger never worries about people stepping up to say, you're full of crap. Roger doesn't worry about these things. Why doesn't Roger worry about these things? Because Roger does his homework. And if you're going to come after me and tell me I'm wrong, you damn right well better have done your homework. That's not a guess. That's not a joke. I'm not making a threat. I'm making an absolute fact. If I'm going to get on this show every week and make it a point to raise my voice when things irritate me, and that's why I do it. It's not theatrics. It's because this is the way I actually feel. I better be right in what I'm saying. And in 14 years, I have been wrong very few times. Does that make me a genius? No, it doesn't. That makes me somebody who spent 30 years working for the military-industrial complex. No, I'm not exactly proud of that. But what it taught me was I don't have room to be wrong. So let's get into another topic that pisses Roger off to no end. But what I'm about to give you is absolute truth. All right. A shot of reality. For anybody who thinks he's talking about a gun, obviously Roger's not. We're talking about vaccines again. Why is Roger talking about vaccines again? What you people need to understand out there is the one thing you're hearing less and less about every single day is vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines. Why are you hearing less and less about COVID-19 vaccines every day? Why are there so many other things that distract you from that? Why is that something you may not even have talked about in weeks? Because that's exactly the way they want it to be. They need you distracted. When we talk about COVID vaccines, when Roger talks about COVID vaccines, and Roger has been studying, writing on, and doing shows about vaccines for a dozen years, very deep research. What I'm telling you right now is that the COVID vaccines have caused so much damage on this planet. It is insane. The COVID vaccines have caused more death and damage to humanity than every other vaccine ever used in the entire history of vaccines combined times 10. Do you think they want you to know about that? Do you think they want that in the front of your mind? Do you think that they want you to start thinking about retribution or holding those who are responsible for this knowingly? Listen to me, knowingly responsible for this, holding them accountable? No, they don't want that. They don't want it at all, which is why the border has a lot more of your attention today, which is why inflation has a lot more of your attention today, which is why school issues have a lot more of your attention today. I'm not telling you these aren't valid issues. They are. But when the hell in your lifetime, especially if you're 68 years old like Roger is, when have you had so many major issues in your face all simultaneously? It has never happened in my 68 years that everything on this planet is screwed up beyond belief simultaneously. And if you think it's an accident, you are a moron. Everything we are looking at is choreographed and intended. And the biggest thing they want to keep your brain away from right now? Well, there's two things. One, global economic collapse, not just the United States, global economic collapse. And two, the amount of people that are being seriously or have been seriously affected by these vaccines. But yet, we're going to get into a few things today showing you they ain't even close to done. Matter of fact, round two's already up and running. So let's get into a few facts about the vaccines that hardly anybody's talking about anymore. What about COVID? Hardly anybody's ever talking about COVID anymore. Come on. That's in the past. Okay. Today, this very day, Thursday, the 19th of October, the CDC is meeting to vote to require COVID shots for kids. In other words, there are certain vaccines your kids have to have before they go to school or can go to school. Certain vaccines they have to have before they qualify for this, before they qualify for this. These, every single kid in the States get what's called a series of must-have vaccines. The CDC is meeting today to throw that on that list. I just got done telling you how bad this thing is. Even as the uptake for the new COVID shots hovers around zero, hardly anybody's getting them anymore because they don't feel they need them. The CDC isn't giving up. For an announced meeting today, Thursday, the 19th of October, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, one of the CDC's officials announced a vote on adding the shot to the child immunization schedule. What we're talking about is a backdoor mandate. They're going to mandate the most deadly vaccine ever given to anybody on this planet by factors, huge factors, for your children. The chances of your children getting COVID and dying from it are 0.0005 or 0.00098, depending on who you look at. But the big thing here is the 0.000 part. So there's maybe one chance in 10,000 that your kid's going to get COVID and even get severely ill from it, but yet you're going to tell that child, mandate that child to take the most deadly vaccine ever given to humanity. How many of you have heard of the massive increase in myocarditis in children? Children dying of heart attacks and heart failure that never happened before or was so rare you never heard of it because it was like lightning striking somebody. We know it happens, but how many of you know somebody it happened to? But now you're going to make sure every single child in America, in order to go to school or do a multitude of other things, is going to be mandated to take a vaccine they not only don't need, but puts their life at risk. Why? Anybody got a good answer for that? Now I want you to remember I started with this. Because we're going to come back to something that is going to really stuff this up your butt even further. Okay? Remember how I started this. Kids, mandated. Young kids, kids just starting school, 5, 6 years old or younger, mandated to get the most deadly vaccine ever used on humanity. And can I back this up? A link to the research will be in the article tomorrow. Let's talk about the BeSafe database. Most of you have heard, first, anything you want to say about that before we run on with this, Steve? I almost forgot to ask you.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. VSAVE database confirms the jab's hazards. It does. Actually on the 4th of October of this year, Fox News interviewed civil rights attorney Aaron Suri, legal counsel for the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, shared shocking VSAFE data obtained from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, after multiple legal demands. For more than 15 months, the CDC fought not to release the data that ICANN has. And ICANN had to file 2 lawsuits and multiple appeals to get their hands on this information from the CDC. When you understand what they got, you'll understand why the CDC didn't want them to have it. The CDC works for you and I. We pay their salary. We the people. They work for us. But if they know something is so damning and so damaging that they would do everything they can, including multiple lawsuits, huge dollars, okay, out of our tax money to keep you from seeing the information, you tell me where there's anything good about this at all. First off, what's VSAFE? Okay. By now, many of you know about the existence of the VAERS Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, okay? It's a publicly available database for vaccine adverse event reports, and it's jointly managed by the CDC and the FDA, okay? VSAFE is another database managed and monitored by the CDC. It's a voluntary after-vaccination health checker. It's deployed to check data on those who got the COVID jab. Anyone in the United States can enroll in VSAFE using their smartphone after receiving any dose of COVID-19 vaccine. I don't care if it's the first dose, the second dose, the first booster, the second booster, all the way up to shot number 5, which is now available at a store near you. Parents can also enroll their underage children to keep tabs on health effects. During the first week after each dose, VSAFE will send you a daily text message asking for details on your health and well-being. How are you doing? Any symptoms? Blah, blah. After that, check-ins are sent out on an intermittent basis. VSAFE, a database managed and monitored by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is a voluntary, again, after vaccination health checking. And for the past 15 months, the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, has fought a legal battle to get the CDC to turn over the data they've been collecting since the beginning of these shots. So, what does VSAFE data, which the CDC was so reluctant to release, actually show? Are COVID jabs as harmless as they're, I don't know, claimed to be? Remember, you are being told even up to this day that they are safe and effective. Well, according to the data that ICANN just got from the CDC, they're far from it. The VSAFE data confirms suspicion that the COVID jabs are dangerous. Listen to me, in the extreme. Gee, didn't Roger start to show off that way? Of the 10 million people enrolled in VSAFE, 7.7%, or 770,000 people. 770,000 people required medical care after getting a shot. And 25%, 2.5 million people, missed work or school and suffered serious side effects that affected their day-to-day life or their ability to live life. We're talking 770,000 required medical care and 2.5 million out of 10 million. We're already talking a huge chunk of that 10 million people. It affected their life in a very serious and dramatic fashion. The VSAT data also shows a massive immune reaction signal. 4 million people out of 10 million, that's 40%, reported massive joint pain. 2 million reported a little bit more pain. And 400,000 or 4% classified the pain as severe. Extremely severe. We're talking about 40% of that 10 million having massive pain to the point where it affected their daily life. We're talking 2.5 million that couldn't work or go to school. We're talking about 770,000 that required medical care after getting a COVID shot. But they're safe and effective. In 1975, the H1N1 vaccine caused 35 deaths, and they immediately pulled it off the market. And we haven't even mentioned deaths. I just told you of about 4 to 5 million people out of 10 million. If we take all of this and add it up, it's close to 50%. Of that 10 million, 5 million people who had extremely severe negative reactions to the safe and effective vaccine. This is a fact. Roger can't possibly blow this out of proportion because you're going to see the article that gives you the exact statistics and where they came from, and you'll have access to, guess what, to the VSafe database. So if I'm lying to you today, tomorrow you're going to go, that idiot lied to me. I don't. Okay. The formula the CDC uses to trigger a safety signal when you're having these vaccines. In other words, there's something wrong here. A safety signal is seriously flawed. The way they are figuring this is seriously flawed. As the more dangerous a vaccine is, the way they compute it, the less likely it is that a safety signal will be triggered. You have to let me say that again, okay? As the more dangerous a vaccine is, the way they have it set up to be computed, the less likely it is that a safety signal will be triggered. Gee, they don't have nothing to hide, do they? Not a damn thing. Still, even using that flawed data, death meets all three safety signal criteria and should have been flagged. Yet the CDC has taken no action about the deaths and the death signals being triggered in this database. Congress has a duty to investigate the CDC's absolute failure either to monitor the safety or to let us know what the results are from monitoring that safety. Because I have a feeling they do. And I have a feeling that they absolutely aren't going to tell you or me. But let's grab a few more statistics. Let's talk about, because everybody thinks that, by the way, I'm talking that America's getting hit the hardest. No. This is global. This is the first vaccine in history that has been literally given out to many billions of people globally. Let me say that again. Billions of people globally. Europe has suffered a record-breaking number of excess deaths in 2022. Remember, we're only in the middle of October. So all of the numbers we're going to be discussing were collected from the beginning of 2022 till, say, the beginning of October, which means we're only talking about three quarters of the year, not even the entire year. So Europe has suffered a record-breaking number of excess deaths in 2022, and it's because, listen to me, so many children and young adults are mysteriously dying. What does excess deaths mean? It means over the course of the year, the average amount of deaths have been, whether we're talking about England, whether we're talking about Poland, whether we're talking about the United States, there is an average amount of deaths, unless there is an extenuating circumstance, vaccine. There is an average amount of deaths. What we are seeing, and this is not attributed to COVID, okay, is a record-breaking number of excess deaths in 2022 in Europe. Not the United States. It's happened in the United States exactly like I'm discussing in Europe, but we're talking about Europe right now so that you understand this isn't just an American issue. Official figures on death collated from 27 countries, not one, not two, not five, not 10, 27 countries around Europe reveal the continent has suffered more excess deaths in the first 40 weeks of 2022 than any of the past 5 years, even surpassing, listen to me, deaths in the first year of the alleged COVID-19 pandemic, with 261,653 excess deaths. That's not a joke, people. It's definitely not something to laugh about. All age groups are suffering a considerable number of excess deaths every single week. But the official data reveals that the reason 2022 is a record-breaking year so far, we're only three quarters of the way through, for excess death is due to the fact that, again, so many children and young adults are dying. This is far outside the norm. This doesn't happen. But look around you. It's happening right now as we speak. Logically, one would expect 2020 to be the year where the most excess deaths were recorded. That's the year COVID-19 was supposed to be rampant across the planet, simply because the entire world was put on lockdown due to an alleged deadly pandemic. But 2020 isn't the year with the most excess deaths. 2022 is, by a long shot, and we're only three quarters of the way through it. Okay. Then, with the mass rollout of the life-saving vaccine, one would expect excess deaths to have fallen a long way in 2021, and even more significantly in 2022. But why is it the total number of excess deaths in 2021 by week 40 is only 2,773 shy of the number of excess deaths in 2020. All right, we're going to pick this up on the other end of the break, but I'm telling you something. It doesn't get better after the break. It gets more blatant. And Steve, why don't you roll us out, please?
Okay. Yeah. See you back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, do me a favor. You want to talk about these things? That's the place you need to go. All right? Because unless you're doing something illegal or so vulgar that nobody wants to hear you, your ability to speak there is what the Constitution tells you your ability to speak there is. So go there, talk to people, learn things, and if you know things, teach things. Okay? Let's go back just a little bit. Let's start with the rollout of the mass life-saving vaccine. One would expect excess deaths to have fallen a long way in 2021 and even more significantly in 2022. So why is it that the total number of excess deaths in 2021 by week 40 is only 2,773 shy of the number of excess deaths in 2020? That's it. It only went down by little over 2,700. And why is it that the total number of excess deaths in 2022 by week 40 is 17,958 greater than the number in 2020 and 20,731 greater than the number in 2021? Hold on. They rolled out a safe and effective life-saving vaccine that everybody needs to take because it's going to save the world. But yet we end up with how many? 20,731 more deaths than we had when the pandemic was up and running. Big time. None of this is making sense, is it? Okay. So let's chug along here. Consider that mortality rates per 100,000 are lowest among the unvaccinated population in every single age group in, say, England. Let's just pick England. This means they are highest among the partly double vaccinated or triple vaccinated. Let me state that again. All of the information I just gave you proves unequivocally that more people are dying that are partially or fully vaccinated than, and a lot more than, those who are not vaccinated at all. Pregnant pause, intentional. Anybody who doesn't believe this needs to look at those facts. Now, let's go back to what I told you you had to remember. I told you that the CDC is voting, and I'll guarantee you it's going to pass their board today, that all of our children will be required, prior to getting into school as part of their vaccine routine, will be required to get the COVID-19 shots. And I also just told you that there are many more people dying that are totally vaccinated than are unvaccinated. Okay. Now, what are you going to do about your children getting a COVID-19 shot before they go to school? And we are going to actually ramp that up even more. Because what I want to talk about now is the demonizing of the unvaccinated. Listen to me. I'm going to say that again. I want to talk about the demonization of the vaccinated. Social media has been in a conniption. Social media has been in an uproar since a member of the European Parliament posted a video of a hearing in which a Pfizer director admitted, listen to me, and this goes for all of the vaccines, not just Pfizer, the company never tested whether its mRNA vaccine prevents transmission prior to its approval for emergency use. Actually, none of the supposed vaccines, and they're not, have been tested to see if they prevented transmission. In other words, they didn't know, and I'm going to tell you that's a lie. They did know. But they stated, one of their highest muckety-mucks in front of the European Parliament stated, when asked why people could still pass COVID on once they've been vaccinated, he literally stated that the company had never tested whether its mRNA vaccine prevents transmission. Prior to not only rolling it out, but mandating it. Why do you mandate a vaccine? You mandate a vaccine because if I get a vaccine, what does it do? In order to qualify as a vaccine, it keeps me from getting a virus. Thus, it keeps my body from storing that virus. Thus, if my body cannot store that virus, I cannot transmit that virus. Now we know that you can get it. Your body can store it. Thus, you can transmit it. How many people have been kicked out of the military because they won't get a COVID vaccine because the military says if you get unless you've got that vaccine, okay, you can transmit COVID. Well, now we know that even if you do have the vaccine, you can transmit COVID. So why are you kicking people out of the military? But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's run with this topic, okay? And again, the topic is demonizing the unvaccinated. Through the fact that COVID mRNA vaccines do not prevent transmission was, of course, abundantly clear. It was clear from the data soon after their implementation. This myth was a primary justification for vaccine passes, COVID passes, and a primary cause of the unprecedented venom launched at those who refused COVID vaccines throughout 2021, continuing on to today. What? You didn't get the vaccine? I can get it from you. Stay away from me. Lock him in his house. Not only did governments exert this pressure through policy, but in many cases, politicians and officials use their office to deliberately stoke social stigmatization of the unvaccinated, hatred towards the unvaccinated. Let's look back at some of the unprecedented vitriol that was launched at those who refused COVID vaccines from 2021 and beyond. Officials in many jurisdictions proposed making the unvaccinated pay more for their health care. You can transmit COVID, so you should pay more for your health care. Okay. In Victoria, Australia, where lockdowns were longer than in perhaps any other city in the world, one politician proposed cutting the unvaccinated out of the national health care system entirely. You can transmit COVID, so you should have no health care coverage. A particularly disturbing idea that began to gain serious traction among the elite commentariat was to have hospitals triage emergency care to serve the unvaccinated last, or even deny health care to the unvaccinated entirely. This is a fairly clear-cut crime against humanity. If two people come into the emergency room and one is going to die unless taken care of, but is not vaccinated, and the other one, although pretty sick, probably isn't going to die, but is fully vaccinated, and you prioritize the second one first, and then by the time you get to the first one, that person is dead. That is literally a crime against humanity. But because the first one could transmit COVID, he didn't reserve or she didn't deserve anything special. They should go to the back of the line. The demonization of the unvaccinated was of course, far from limited to healthcare. Vilifying the unvaccinated became a kind of, I don't know, almost a fad among the elite commentariat. The U.S. CDC even paid screenwriters and comedians to promote COVID vaccines, in which some cases involved paying them to mock the unvaccinated and make them look as bad as possible. Why? Because the unvaccinated could transmit and get other people sick. We should make fun of them. In a bout of recidivism to the early 20th century, Austria and Germany introduced a chilling concept of lock down the unvaccinated. Lockdown for the unvaccinated gained traction in the English-speaking world as well. All of these things were happening because the unvaccinated had the ability to transmit COVID. People were kicked out of the military. People were fired from government jobs. People were fired from corporate jobs. People were not allowed in grocery stores. People were not, and I could go on and on, simply because they could transmit COVID. Most countries, cities, and states across the Western world introduced vaccine passes that their own citizens had to show in order to partake in daily life. The World Health Organization published, an extensive document on implementing a digital vaccine pass system, including an international vaccine status registry and instructions on how to later revoke someone's vaccine pass. Why? Because anybody without a pass could transmit COVID. The most dystopian of these vaccine pass systems was in Lithuania, where the unvaccinated were banned from nearly all public spaces and employment outside of their homes. A few shops where they could purchase essentials had to post large red signs on the doors indicating that unvaccinated persons could be present and could transmit COVID. And of course, who could forget Justin Trudeau's classic Führer-style rant about having to share public transportation with the unvaccinated, despite the government documents later revealing he had no science whatsoever to back any of these claims. But why did he get up and tell the whole country you should not share public transportation with the unvaccinated? Because they could transmit COVID. Like so much of the response to COVID, these vaccine passes and the illiberal fad of stigmatizing the unvaccinated were unscientific, unprecedented, ineffective, totalitarian, brutal, and just flat out dumb. It was never remotely realistic for any government to expect every single person to get vaccinated, especially when the vaccine in question involved a novel genetic-based therapy. We are, in this country, supposed to have, you tell me exactly what it can do before I get it, okay? The right to know. They took that away from us, okay? Thus, these proposals to impose draconian hardships on those who refuse COVID vaccines would inevitably involve the state imposing draconian hardships on a sizable portion of their own population. Anything to say before I wrap up this little rant here, Steve?
No, you're fine. I'm going to be posting stuff tomorrow, of course.
Okay. According to Harvard epidemiologist Martin Kulldorff, one of the most credible voices on the subject, COVID vaccines likely yielded benefits for the elderly and vulnerable. There were some slight benefits, and those were in the fact that your symptoms would not be as severe, especially if you were elderly or had severe comorbidities. But it remains entirely unclear. Listen to me. This is the world's expert. It remains entirely unclear whether COVID vaccines have yielded any benefit at all for healthy adults and especially for children. Coupled with the still unknown risks associated with the mRNA technology, and now the well-documented cases of death and serious injury from these vaccines, for governments across the world to have exerted extreme pressure on children and healthy adults to get these vaccines is absolutely sickening. That some healthy young people were surely coerced into receiving an injection that led to their death or serious injury when data showed that the benefits to them did not outweigh the risks, even come close to outweighing the risks, is unconscionable and a major tragedy. I need to say something to everybody, okay? We are talking about right now, and there is an article on the Liberty Beacon you can go and see. What I would like you to punch in order to find the article, 20 million deaths globally from the vaccines. I'm not joking. 20 million deaths. And what is being said is that the information that was used to gather that number is spurious. In other words, it's probably a lot higher. It's not lower, but it's probably a lot higher. What it also says is that in excess of 2 billion, they're saying 2.2 billion people have been damaged by these vaccines globally. Listen to me. There's 360 million Americans. We are talking about 7 to 8 times the entire population of the United States has been damaged by these vaccines globally. And 20 million, and there are those, and I will not put credit in this, but I will state it because it was stated to me by people I have some faith in, that as many as 30 to 35 million deaths have occurred. I've also been told that this is just the beginning. That in some cases, the actual deaths that will be caused by these vaccines may take years to actually happen in an individual. And that every time you get a vaccine, a COVID-19 vaccine, another booster, another shot, it immediately increases the fatal damage to your body's ability to fight off diseases, your immune system. There are also doctors and researchers out there saying that if you've got 4 or 5 COVID shots, you probably don't have an immune system. And that over the next 5 years, and it may stretch out to 10, but they're figuring between 3 and 5 years from the day this all started. And we're not talking about the first shot. First shot, yeah, it did some damage. Second shot compounded it. Third shot made it bad. Fourth shot made it really bad. Fifth shot, bang, you don't have an immune system anymore. But now they've got a fifth shot out, and they're telling you everybody needs to take that shot, and they just cleared it for kids. And they're probably going to give it to them in that stuff they're going to give kids before they go to school. Okay? We're talking about the ability to totally annihilate your immune system, which means that 3 years from now, people will be dying at a higher rate than they are today. 5 years from now, there probably will be a much smaller global population. Am I into fear-mongering? No, not. When's the last time you ever heard of a vaccine killing well over 20 million people and damaging 2.2 billion people? When's the last time you heard that? When's the last time you saw the demonization of people that were smart enough to understand that people around them that were getting vaccinated weren't getting better, they were getting worse? So don't give me that thing. We are literally killing our military. We are slaughtering our military. And I don't mean dying. I mean they're getting kicked out because they won't take a vaccine. Why won't they take a vaccine? Because they know how deadly and damaging they are. But they're being told, if you go into a tank, okay, with three or four other people that have already been vaccinated, but you haven't, you're going to get them. It's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If they've already been vaccinated, how are you going to get them sick? How are you going to get them sick? You're not. But let's take it in the other direction. If you go into tank and you're not vaccinated and three or four others are vaccinated, you should be safe because they're vaccinated. They can't get you sick. Guess what? They can. So if you're going to kick me out because I can transmit it, then you need to kick out everybody, including the people you have vaccinated, when one of the highest level executive officers of Pfizer sits in front of the European Union and says, we never tested this shot's ability to keep transmission from happening, and we know for a fact now that you could get 1,000 shots and you're still going to be able to transmit it. Listen to what I'm saying, people. And then you tell me that this is all just a mistake. It was just an oversight. That the people dying across this planet, nobody should be held responsible for. In 5 years, that 20 million could very easily be 2 billion. And the 2.2 billion that are damaged, most of them for life, in some fashion, may be 5 billion. But yet nobody should be held responsible. And the people who didn't get vaccinated, they should be patted on the back now because they may be all that's carrying society on in the future. But you're going to demonize the living hell out of them. You're going to stigmatize them. You're going to isolate them because they can transmit. You're going to make their life pure hell because they can transmit COVID, except that every single individual out there who's got, I don't care how many COVID shots, can transmit just as well. And there are some scientists who think maybe even better than the unvaccinated can. Why is it that the vaccinated make up the largest portion of people dying on this planet and the unvaccinated don't? Why? I gave you all of these figures today. Why is Roger so angry? Is Roger trying? I don't know. Is he grandstanding? Hell no. Roger is looking around him and realizing that genocide has been committed on humanity. And we will only know the extent of it 3 years from now or 5 years from now. This is what Roger is seeing. And Roger is exactly right. Why are you not hearing about vaccines now? Why is it nobody even talks about them anymore except to say, hey, we got a new one. You should probably take it. Why is it nobody is talking about vaccines except when you go to your doctor and he says, yeah, well, we got a new one of these. You should have it. They're still doing them. And in some case, in some countries across the planet, they're still mandating them. But yet, everything you've been told you need to take it for is exactly what it cannot do. Is it supposed to save you? Yes, it is. Why are the highest portion of people dying across this planet the fully vaccinated, not the unvaccinated, the totally unvaccinated. Why is it that the border is more appropriate in your brain right now, more in the front of your brain? Why is it that inflation is more in the front of your brain right now? Why is the school issues more in the front of your brain right now? Why is it the fact that it's tough to get some kind of foods in the store anymore, more in the front of your brain right now? Why is it the cost of gas to put in your car so that you can go to back and forth to work every day is more in the front of your brain than vaccines? Because I'm going to tell you something. The thing that will affect humanity and is affecting humanity in more of a negative fashion than anything this planet has ever seen could very well be that vaccine. So everything in the world will be thrown in your face except any information on that vaccine. This is the reason for today's show. Have I got to any of this wrong, Steve?
I was just gonna point out, I talk to the people and tell them a military term almost every week. That's called full spectrum dominance.
Oh yeah.
We're being attacked on every single degree of the 360-degree circular spectrum.
Let's go back to, and this is the way I'm going to wrap this show up, and I say this every single week. And every single week, I give you a different reason to show you why and how this is happening. I have told you over and over again that the global elitists have a goal, and that is global domination, that is global governance. The two things that are required for them to bring in global governance across this planet, since we have so many, 8 billion human beings now, and a lot of them are very independent thinking, you need two things to bring in global governance. Without them, you cannot do it. The first one is you need to collapse the global economy. Look around you and see the economy in country after country after country is collapsing. Look at the economy in the United States. It has never been this bad since the Great Depression. And in some cases, we're in more imminent danger than we were then. That's the first thing you need. You need the entire globe to go into a massive depression. We are in the beginnings of that, and there are economists saying it is going to get extremely bad unless we wake up very, very quickly. The second thing you need, there are no elite out there that makes any deal about letting their people know that 8.5 billion people are not controllable. They aren't, especially by a small caste of individuals. Couple hundred thousand, with maybe 500 sitting at the very top. An elite caste knows for a fact that a large portion of the population has to go away. We are looking at genocide at an increasing level. If I'd have told you a year ago 20 million people and 2.2 billion had been severely damaged or died from this vaccine, I would have been lying. Today I can tell you that. What can I tell you in 5 years? Look at the collapse of the global economy. Look at the ever-increasing amount of people dying that are fully vaccinated, while all the people around them that refuse to take a vaccine aren't. Steve, would you agree with me that both of these mechanisms are in play and all you have to do is look and you can see it?
Well, they've been in play for a long time.
Yeah, but not like they are today. This is the epitome. This is the tidal wave. This is, and it's building. And when it comes crashing down on all of us, if we haven't prepared, if we're not ready to push back and very, very soon, then what you're not being told, most of you out there living your life like nothing's happened, like this guy's just, he's frothing at the mouth for no reason. I'm going to shut this off and I'm going to go shoot some pool. I'm not telling you don't go shoot some pool. What I am telling you is you better become aware of what's going on around you, because we are in a world of trouble, people. And This is all about the vaccines today. Next week, we're going to talk about a global economy. And I'm going to give you facts that will back that up, as well as I did today, on the vaccines. And my last words, because I know we're probably just about at the limit here, Steve. My last words are, do you think A Shot of Reality was a good title? I sure as hell did.
Oh, yes. And everyone, after I drop the streams and tell Roger we're off the line, he says, you better win, Steve.
That's what I say every time. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Next week, we'll talk about the other one. We'll talk about the global economy.